Joanne Ecton, founder of Mojo Solutions, and welcome to our podcast where we help employees, business owners, and everyday people just like you connect with their dreams, break free from living a life on autopilot, and start moving down that path to really enjoying their lives. Today we're going to talk about opportunity, how to find it, how to recognize it, and how to decide what to do about it. Before we begin, though, please go look at our website at lifechoiceexpert.com and sign up for our free newsletter where we give you strategies that you can use every day to help you define your life your way. So are you looking for ideas on how to improve your quality of life, or maybe just earn some extra income, or maybe you feel like you're stuck in a rut and you want to explore something different, but you don't know what steps to take? You're looking for that one opportunity that is going to catapult you into the life of your dreams. Well, let me start with a story of a young man who was graduating high school and wasn't quite sure what he wanted to do for the rest of his life. He knew that it would involve sports. He knew it would involve something to do with psychology and maybe a little bit of business mixed in. So he had a kind of general idea of what he wanted to do. Well, he had an opportunity to start an internship at a local doctor's office where he would basically work with some of the top athletes in the state, videotape them as they perform on the field, and then work with the doctor to understand what that athlete needed to do to correct his performance. Sounds like a great opportunity, right? Did he want to take it? Heck no. He had in his mind that he needed to go find a job, earn some money, and save up to buy a car. Now, I get it. A car is important to a teenage boy, but here was an opportunity for him to get into a field where he had no experience, but he had passion. He had desire. It was in line with what he wanted to do, and he had an opportunity where he could get immersed in the field, start to meet people, and understand what it's like handed to him, and he was ready to walk away because it wasn't going to pay him any money. He couldn't see the opportunity because he was focused on what all of his friends were doing and not really stopping to consider what would be more beneficial in his life. So luckily, you know, he made the right decision in the end. He jumped right into the internship and loved it and opened up all kinds of doors for him. Some were money-making opportunities, some were not. But at his age and in his stage of his life, it was an incredible opportunity that he was able to take advantage of. And luckily, he didn't throw it all away. So the myth is that opportunity comes knocking, and most people are waiting for opportunity to seriously come knock on their door and fling it open and say, here I am, but that's not reality. You know, Wayne Allen Root, I don't know if you've heard of him, he was a candidate for the Libertarian Party vice president some years ago, but I've heard him speak, and he talks about how you have to seek out opportunity like a heat-seeking missile. Well, you know, I'm not sure I buy into that either. I think that there's a different paradigm. I think opportunity is everywhere. It's out there all over, but you have to know where to look. And part of it is allowing those opportunities into your conscious mind. And to do that, there's really four steps that you need to take. And that's what I want to talk to you about. The four steps to let you recognize all the opportunities that are available to you and determine how to take advantage of them. So we're going to start with the basics. When I gave you the story of the boy, he knew generally what he wanted to do, what his career aspirations were. And so that's where you need to start. Start with defining your target. If you don't know where you're going, then any road will do, right? So if you think about all of the folks who look at getting overwhelmed by everything that's out there, it's because they really don't know where they want to go. And so they drift. And, you know, life becomes just repetitive day after day. Get up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go back to bed and get up the next morning and do it all over again. And where are they going? Right? They don't have a target. What you need to do is you need to think about opening up your mind. If you think about your mind as an iceberg, The top that you see, your conscious mind, that top 5% is your conscious mind of what you're aware of. But the rest of it is beneath the surface. 95% of it is beneath the surface, and that's your subconscious mind. You ever notice when you decide something is relevant in your life? Like if when I became pregnant for the first time, I saw pregnant women everywhere. I'd never noticed them before because it really didn't make a difference to me. I had no relationship with pregnant women until I became pregnant, and then I saw them everywhere. It's the same thing when you make up your mind what make and model car you want to buy. All of a sudden, you start seeing them on the road everywhere. So what's happening here is your subconscious mind takes it all in. And that's that 95% of everything that's going on in the world around you that you're really not conscious of, but your subconscious is. And when you've defined what's important to you, you've just told your subconscious to open that filter and to let those experiences become visible to your conscious mind. And so that is the absolute first step you need to make to be able to find opportunity, is to be able to know what the target is. Once you know, then they become visible to you. You start to see things. You need to take that. So this is step number two, right? You start seeing opportunities popping up everywhere. And what you need to do is filter those opportunities based on what you just defined as your target. So define where your destination is, and then you can build a map. But until you have a destination, you have no map. You can just start driving. And so that's actually, I want to move to point number three. Point number three really is to start moving. You can recognize opportunities, but until you start actually moving in that direction, you're not going to see the world open up before you. I kind of say that you can't steer a car when it's parked in your driveway, right? It's not going to go. It's not going to change. You can't do any corrections. So start moving. If you see something that looks like the right opportunity for you, right, it's in line with your target, you've made that evaluation, start doing it. If it turns out that that's not right for you, you can steer your car, right? You can just change direction. If you're standing still, you're not changing direction. And actually, the way it just the vision in my mind of how opportunity works is you have this long hallway full of doors in front of you. And when you're standing at the end of the hallway, you have no idea what's behind those doors. When you open the first one and start walking, then you start to see that those doors are open just a little bit. And as you're walking down that hallway, you can open those doors and look in them and decide which way you want to go. But as long as you're still standing on the threshold and you're not moving, you really don't know what's opening up for you. And it's a cumulative thing. So we have so many things in our lives that open up before us because we start to move in the direction we want to go, and new things become available to you at the time you need them. Whether you know this or believe this or not, as you start moving down that path and moving towards your target, you will start to see opportunities that you never knew existed. You'll start to find things that will help you that you didn't know was out there. There's resources out there that just pop into your life, and maybe they were always there, but you just didn't know how to recognize them. So to me, that's the third point. Start moving. And then the fourth and final point is to learn how to shut down that negative voice in your head that sees problems and allow yourself to see opportunity. I met a man once who was very passionate about fishing, boating, water sports, everything basically aquatic. But he had already shut down in his mind and said, that's a young man's game. I can't compete. Well, this man was also a writer. So he didn't see that he had the skills to take his writing skills and apply it to what he loved, which was the water sports. And rather than trying to compete with the young men in terms of their physical abilities, he could be a writer and open up that world in a different way. But all he saw was the problem. He didn't see the opportunity. So you really need to focus on what you want and not the obstacles that are in your way, because what you focus on will expand. You'll find the most successful people will set their eyes on a target with like a laser-like focus. And yes, there will be obstacles in the way, but they don't see them. And if they do see them, they find ways around them. And their aim is always on the target. It's the end of the goal. It's not all of the hurdles you have to jump through to get to the goal. And unfortunately, so many of us see the obstacles. We see the hurdles. We say, you know, we don't have the time. We don't have the money. You know, I don't know how to do that. And we talk ourselves out of even trying. And to me, that is the number one most amazing definition of failure, is to make yourself fail before you've even given yourself an opportunity to start. So, 4 steps: define where you want to go, start to recognize the opportunities that are filtering into your conscious mind based on where you want to go, and make some decisions on which ones you want to take advantage of. Start moving, and then get rid of that nagging little voice in your head that tells you what you can't do, and only focus on what you say, I can do. Focus on the goal. But, you know, as you do this, it sounds great, but remember, as you look at these opportunities, you can't follow every path. You can't open every door in that hallway. Some are going to be right for you, and some are not. You need to understand that there is a difference between a good opportunity and a great one. And there's a quote, I don't know it exactly, but basically it's saying that the enemy of greatness is mediocrity. So if you find something that you think is good, keep your eyes out for something that's great, something that really suits you. And I would also suggest to you that you talk to other people. But even with this, make sure that who you're talking to is someone you trust, someone who you can mastermind with, who's also on a journey to improve themselves. And, you know, here I use this story of when I was a kid growing up. We spent a lot of time down at the shore in New Jersey capturing blue crabs. And we would put all these blue crabs in a bucket. And you would see, as one crab would start trying to climb up to find its way out of the bucket, all the other crabs would pull him back down, right? You try to rise above, and the people that will pull you back down are those people you need to leave out of your life. The people who will see the problems, the people who will tell you that you don't have what it takes, get those people out of your life. Don't ask them for their opinions. Look at where they are in their lives and say, is that what you want for yourself? Or go find somebody who's also climbing out of the bucket and help each other. That's the kind of person you want to work with. So talk to other people and make sure it's someone you trust and will give you honest opinions and give you the support that you need. And that will actually help you on your way to taking advantage of opportunities and finding out that there's more to life than what you have right now. So let me close with the first thing you need to do is get clear on where you're going. You don't need to know what your final destination is, because what you pick now may actually turn out to be just a step to something else. So pick a target. But understand that your targets will change over time, so let yourself be open to what life throws at you, and look at the opportunities that life's throwing at you, and allow yourself to change your target. Don't get stuck at the starting gate wondering where you need to go and thinking that you need to have your final destination all figured out before you start. Right? That's that course correction, driving your car. Start moving and drive your car and be open to what life throws at you that you want to take advantage of. So I'm going to leave you with that. Before I close, just remember to go over to lifechoiceexpert.com, sign up for our free newsletter. We'll give you some strategies to help you jumpstart your new life. We'll help you get crystal clear on what your personal definition of success is and help you as much as we can along the way. Thank you.